AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Simone Biles says she wasn't in the right headspace to compete and withdrew from the Tokyo Olympic gymnastics team final to protect herself.
A lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out. But we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
Biles says she thought it would be better if she just took a step back and let these girls go out there and do their job. The Russian Olympic Committee won gold, the U.S. won silver. A federal official tells the AP the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to backpedal on its masking guidelines and recommend even vaccinated people wear masks indoors in parts of the country where coronavirus case numbers are surging. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot is starting out focusing on officers who were attacked.
I reported for duty at the Capitol as usual early on the morning of January 6th.
From there, Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn and three law enforcement colleagues described a day of horror, rioters breaching the building while beating officers.
I could feel myself losing oxygen and recall thinking to myself, this is how I'm going to die. Defending this entrance.
I had been beaten unconscious and remained so for more than 4 minutes.
At best, I would collapse and be a liability to my colleagues. At worst, be dragged out into the crowd and lynched.
The officers are testifying before a panel with just two Republicans, appointed by Speaker Nancy Pelosi. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy stopped other members from taking part, calling the investigation a sham. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Robert Aaron Long got four life sentences after pleading guilty to all charges in the first four shooting deaths at massage businesses in the Atlanta area. Eight people in all were killed. Long still faces the death penalty if convicted on four more shooting deaths in Atlanta. An Alabama police officer was shot to death and a woman was wounded in what a prosecutor described as an ambush. This is AP News. The Mayo Clinic is the latest employer requiring workers to get coronavirus shots.
The Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota will require employees to be vaccinated against the coronavirus by mid-September. Dozens of other health systems nationwide are doing the same thing. Now, what if you work for the Mayo Clinic and you don't want to get vaccinated? You'll have to complete what are called education modules, and you'll be required to wear a mask and socially distance at work. Mayo CEO says our patients expect to be safe when they come to the Mayo Clinic, and we need to do everything we can to protect everybody. I'm Rita Foley.
Retired Wyoming Republican Senator Mike Enzi has died. He broke his neck in a bicycle accident. Enzi had been in a hospital for 3 days after the accident. A former shoe salesman, first elected to the Senate in 1996, Enzi emphasized compromise over grandstanding and confrontation to get bills passed. Mike Enzi was 77. Ed Donahue, AP News.